720 WGN. Vicky Chantra Ratralny is a registered dietitian, and I am not a registered announcer, as you can obviously tell. Also an author. Welcome to the program, Vicky. I really appreciate you coming on. Today is, amongst other things, National Pumpkin Seed Day and National Pumpkin Spice Day. And I guess we're going to talk a bit about the pros and cons of pumpkins and nutrition connected to the pumpkin. But I got a question. This pumpkin spice, is that a real thing? You know what I mean? Do you grow a pumpkin spice pumpkin?
I wish I could say you do.
You don't grow
a pumpkin, not a pumpkin spice pumpkin, but there's pumpkins that are better to cook with than others.
Oh, no, I get that part. But there's so much pumpkin spice right now, and it's only going to increase. I mean, it's just like in everything. But That's what I thought. I just thought I'd throw that out there. So, pumpkins. Tell us about them.
Sure. Yes, John. Well, there's so many things to love about pumpkin. You know, many people don't realize they are a fruit, but we use them like a vegetable, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are 45 different varieties of pumpkin, you know, and there are different color ranges from orange to red to yellow to green to white, you know, and all parts of the pumpkin are edible. So many people don't realize the skin, the leaves, the flowers, the pulp, the seeds, and even the stem is edible. Yes, yes. So the main thing I love as a registered dietitian is that pumpkins are extremely nutrient dense, meaning you get a lot of nutrients for very few calories. There's only 50 calories per cup, and there's over 90% water in a cup of pumpkin. So it's very hydrating, too. So, you know, when you carve a pumpkin, you know, those big jack-o'-lantern pumpkins?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like 92% water. So there's a ton of water in those pumpkins. Those aren't the ones you would really cook with, per se. You would use the smaller, they're called pumpkin pie pumpkins for a reason, because you would cook with those smaller pumpkin pie pumpkins. You know, they're high in water. They're not as high in water, but they hold their shape better when you cook them. So that's the difference with them. But, you know, when you eat pumpkin, right, it's good for your eyes, your heart, your skin, and your cells. You know, they're loaded with beneficial vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and fiber. So you get a lot of really good things from pumpkin.
Yeah, but certainly the emphasis on pumpkin is around this time of the year. I mean, pumpkins are pumpkins year-round. But you get closer to Halloween and all of a sudden it's all pumpkin.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because as I was looking more into kind of the tradition of pumpkins, is this started in Ireland when they started carving turnips. And in the U.S., they became more, you know, into carving pumpkins because they were large melons. So they utilize the pumpkin versus what they did in Ireland when they used the turnips. So it's kind of interesting. It turned into this kind of holiday festive tradition, and sort of around Thanksgiving, we see a lot of pumpkins, right, with pumpkin pie and various decorative pumpkins everywhere, right?
You know, over the counter in convenience stores, and I'm sure you can do it at home if you want, pumpkin seeds. What about pumpkin seeds? I know some people have a recipe for doing it at home. And of course, as I said, they're available in an already pumpkin package at the store. What about those?
Yeah, pumpkin seeds are great. There's smaller ones called pepitas that you can buy, which are very high in magnesium. They're very good for you as far as protein as well. But when you're carving your pumpkins, that's when most people will take the actual seeds out. They're very good for you and edible. You just bake them in the oven with a little salt, little pepper. you can actually add whatever spice blend you'd like. Sometimes I like to add curry to my pumpkin seeds. And you just, you know, roast them in the oven, at, you know, 350 degrees, and they come out so delicious and so crisp and crunchy, and they're a great snack to have. So pumpkin seeds are something that I enjoy all year round. If you would like to buy them, or you can make them from carving your pumpkins.
We're going to do more when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 818, author, dietitian, nutritionist, Vicky Chandra Ratelny. Got the name right,
yes.
Didn't I?
Yes, thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Yes, thank you. Good.
Okay. We're talking about pumpkins. And again, some reaction here on the text line 847. Thank you, John. Great pumpkin topic tonight. And I think somebody misunderstood what I said earlier. I didn't say that there were spicy pumpkins.
Right.
I was saying that there aren't spicy pumpkins. So therefore, you don't grow pumpkin spice. There's spices that are added. So just thought I'd clear that up. Yeah, just a brief pumpkin spice misunderstanding, that's all. So how did you get into this? I'm always interested in people who take up this line of work because it's actually really important. And I think most of us could use a checkup when it comes to our diets.
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking, John. Well, I love food, and I love how food works in the body. You know, food is medicine, right? So, I mean, what a perfect topic tonight, because pumpkins are very medicinal. And I just always found that it's very beneficial to talk to people about changing their lifestyle through what they're eating. And it can really help, you know, lower blood pressure, create better heart health, lose weight naturally by what you're eating, and also increase longevity. So I think food has such a powerful, it's such a powerful player in our health.
Right, but not everybody decides to be a dietitian, though.
Right. So my vein, and obviously I do writing, but I also do counsel people about what they're eating, is to help others really embrace their nutritional choices, because it is a daily practice. You know, how we nourish our bodies really is something that we have to pay attention to in every stage of life. So I love working with people of all ages, and it's important to me to kind of impart that importance of how food plays a big role from children to adults.
Yeah. This may be an unfair question, but if there's no answer, then that's fine. Is there one semi-common denominator that you find with people who come to you, difficulty, if you will, getting in step with a new diet plan?
Well, habits are hard to change, John. That's the one common denominator. When people get used to what they're eating and what they enjoy eating, it's hard to break those, you know, habits. And behavior change takes time. So I always tell people small changes add up, really. If you're making one small change today, add on to that tomorrow. And pretty soon, you'll see results from that. The other thing I like to tell people is your body gets used to what you give it. So the more you're feeding your body well and with different types of foods and nutrients, your body's really going to respond and get used to that way of eating versus maybe how you used to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any Do you have any go-to pumpkin recipes, by the way? Just thought I'd throw it out there for this fall season.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, good.
I was going to tell you there's so many tasty ways to use pumpkin. I love to, you know, roast, bake, broil pumpkins, but I also use them in smoothies. I will add canned pumpkin to a smoothie. It's delicious this time of year. Or I put it into quick bread. So I'll make pumpkin bread or pancakes. You could put pumpkin into pancakes. The other thing I like to tell people is make your own pumpkin spice lattes. They're so easy to make, and you're going to use less sugar in your own latte. So just add canned pumpkin to steamed milk with some coffee, a drizzle of pure maple syrup, and you've got your own pumpkin spice latte. Of course, you're going to add pumpkin spice to it, which is ground cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, and cloves. So that's how you make your own pumpkin spice blend.
Yeah, I think that would be something a lot of people would be interested in, being able to make your own pumpkin spice blend. And then, of course, when family or friends come over, it's like, by the way, I have my own pumpkin spice blend that I'd like to share with you. Because not everybody
has
that. Well,
and also you can give it as a gift. You can give it as a gift, John.
Yes.
So you can put it into little containers and give them as gifts. I love to tell people you can do it yourself. And it's easy, it's more cost effective, and it's more nutritious.
Do you have anything that I haven't asked you that you want to talk about by any chance before we wrap it up?
Well, no, just the fact that I do love that you're highlighting pumpkin this time of year, and I do feel like it's important for people to know that food is lifestyle medicine. So you can make these small changes in your diet to affect your overall health and well-being.
If people want to contact you, is there a way for them to do that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I have social channels. VSR Nutrition is my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So VSR Nutrition, or they can, you know, always reach me on my website, victoriashantaritelny.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for being with us and shedding light on pumpkins at this time of year. I really appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha.